governments function extremely impersonally. By that I mean that the government doesn't really belong to anyone. It belongs to everyone. And therefore, the official, government official who is working there, is not, his heart is not in the work that he is doing. He's really doing a job in order to earn his wages. And he puts in the minimum amount that is necessary for continuing to keep his job. Most of the government workers work this way, and that's why the government functions extremely inefficiently. If he works well, he doesn't get promoted. If he doesn't work well, he cannot be removed easily. And therefore, the whole thing goes on at a very inefficient pace. It is not so with NGOs. They are smaller setups. They are usually started by some idealistic individuals or a group of people who are concerned about that particular issue around which the NGO has been formed. And so they are more committed individuals. One would of course have to distinguish between good NGOs and not so good NGOs. There can also be NGOs which have been formed just to launder money and things like that. Then one needs to discover that. But I'm talking of genuine NGOs which are not difficult to locate in a country. And if one works through them, and if the government allows the foreign aid to go through them, I think there is a much better chance of the money getting utilized properly for development activities. But when you just give it to the government, I am not sure that how much really trickles down to the ground level, the grassroots level. And their limitations are essentially funding and receiving enough dedicated workers. Sometimes also expertise and the kind of intelligence required to deal with that particular situation, which ultimately boils down to having the right kind of workers.